This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. You can bring professional quality fragrance to all the spaces you love this spring with Scent Air. This year, Scent Air is celebrating 30 years of fragrance magic. They've been scenting resorts, theme parks, stores, and more for decades, and now you can bring pro quality fragrance to your home when you shop their online store. Scent Air's online fragrance library is growing with new must-haves that you'll love. Explore new landscapes with Olive Capri and Lush Bamboo. Get Boho Moody with Oud. Try a decadent dessert with new favorites like mocha creme brulee and wild berries and vanilla cream, or relax your pets while making your space smell amazing with new Aloe Oasis and Coastal Lavender with Pet Calming Complex. Scent Air fragrance cartridges pair with Whisper Home and Whisper Pro diffusers that cover up to 1,000 square feet and even let you schedule control your fragrance from the Scent Air app right from your phone. All of Scent Air's more than 60 fragrances are phthalate-free, cruelty-free, safe for families, and EcoVadis certified sustainable. And now to what I want, know you really want to know, and that's how I feel about it in my home and how I practically use the product. As you know, I'm a huge pet lover, and at this point, my house has become an entire zoo. It's no longer just a house full of pets. It is a certified zoo. In my brain. And with that, in my mind come odors. And no matter how hard I try to keep them clean, I always believe there's a smell. Yet when I have my Scent Air in use, every time people come over, they tell me my house smells good. They can't tell that I have cats. They can't tell that I keep reptiles. And honestly, you couldn't ask for anything more. But I did ask for more, and we got the pet calming scents. And as Maddie knows, two of my boys, they've been beefing since they were born, and they just hate each other. But with using the calming scents, they've really calmed their behavior. They definitely still spat, but it's improved quite a bit. And so for me, you can't put a price on peace. And so that's what I love. So if you want to maybe help calm your pets, if you want to diffuse the odor of cannabis in your home like we need to, or if you just like to smell good, then I definitely can't recommend Scent Air enough. Starting this Thursday, March 28th through March 30th, Scent Air shoppers can save 35% off all their new fragrances, but Creepy Cannabis listeners can take an extra 25% off their entire order with promo code CREEPY. Again, that's 25% off with promo code CREEPY. That's CREEPY at scentair.com. Thank you and have a great day.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
And
hello.
Here we are.
We're so exciting. Honestly, today was a really exhausting day for me. We went to like the Gettysburg Reptile Expo, and you know, I want to be first. I knew what I was going there to get. I knew exactly what I wanted, and I wanted to browse first. Mm-hmm. And I spent $200 over budget, but mama got what she wanted. And since I know we have snake people that listen, at least two of them, it was a, banana mahogany pied, and she's literally 50% posset lavender. You don't know what that means, no. Madeline, but trust me, it's exciting for me. I know.
Okay.
You can do like a shed test where you take their skin, their like shed skin, and send it in, and it can confirm genes that like aren't visual.
Oh. Okay.
I know. It's very scientific.
Very scientific.
Look, I'm a boring person, and that's all I have to report, so I did my best.
I have nothing to report.
So. Because all you do is work yourself to the literal bone. Your poor fingers are rotting away in front of me.
It is a lot. But it's been very exciting lately, which is good.
Yeah. And you're setting yourself up for a comfortable future. You really work hard and you prioritize like responsible things.
It better be.
I'm over here with like $4 in my bank account each week and I'm like, I'm doing fucking great.
Honestly, sometimes that's better.
Honestly, not working in corporate America right now is worth it. Like, we looked at our budget, looked at what I'd have to give up, and I was like, that's not even a fucking question.
Like, I'm good. Here. Bye.
Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, we can't go as many places. And I was like, bitch, I don't want to go anywhere. I basically have agoraphobia. I'm like Jamie Lee Curtis in the Halloween fucking sequel and
whatever. Did you see the new Beetlejuice trailer?
I did. I have a huge, huge crush. Huge crush on Winona Ryder and Jenna Ortega. Ugh. Like, they're just like my fangirl moments.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I'm ready. Love. Well, you know, my spider's name is Beetlejuice.
Ugh.
Because I love that movie.
Really is not correct.
And Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, I know. That was number one. I was like,
that was absolutely, I saw that and had a heart
obviously
palpitation.
Obviously, she was in the original, so.
Yeah. I know. I was excited about that.
Well.
Okay. Anyway.
The strain for today is called Amnesia OG. And it's said to make you fucking forget everything, so this will be great.
Can confirm. I smoke that all the time.
And it is a cross between Amnesia Haze and Deadhead OG. Amnesia Haze is a sativa-dominant hybrid. And apparently it's the descendant of a cross between a Jamaican sativa and a Laotian sativa.
Well, she got ancestry. Mm-hmm.
And the indica dominant Afghan Hawaiian strain. But it's a great choice for anxiety, depression, fatigue, ADHD symptoms. Can confirm. migraine headaches, mood swings, and physical pain. And
yes, because you're literally unconscious mm-hmm. when you smoke.
Which is funny because it's a
sativa. You can't have pain when you're asleep.
Really like a sativa if, leaning.
Maybe I don't sleep, but I just black out. Like maybe just like
you don't have trauma anymore.
No. I'm just floating like a fucking butterfly. I smoke that strain probably like once a month.
Mm-hmm. It's good. And it has like a fresh fruity like taste with an earthy smell. It can definitely give you cotton mouth and bloodshot eyes, and people do report paranoia and dizziness as well, but that's Amnesia Haze, which is one of the main parent strains, and then Deadhead OG is a combination of ChemDog and SFV OG, and this one I think is 31%, so it's
pretty high.
And it's not recommended for patients with a low tolerance level or anyone new to smoking cannabis, especially at that percent.
Can confirm.
And that can be a good strain for chronic depression, anxiety, pain, stress, insomnia. And so, and people tend to report feelings of euphoria and amusement. But Deadhead OG is going to help you fall asleep. And Amnesia Haze is sativa dominant. So the two of them, it's like an interesting cross to get you Amnesia OG.
It really is glorious. So enjoy yourself.
But, yeah. And, yeah.
That's that.
So I guess I'll just get on to it.
I'm like, yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about today. I don't even know what your episode is on.
So this episode is on a woman named Aridania. I was about to say it fucking wrong, but it's Aridania Rodriguez. And she actually went missing in her own place of work, like within a 6-hour shift.
That's creepy.
So basically, it was early 2009. And she would work typically from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Whatever, 5 nights a week, I would imagine. And she definitely had a close-knit family and clearly a close relationship with her coworkers, because she obviously was seen when she got to work. And then she, the last footage of her that they have is her getting onto an elevator, and they never, there's no footage of her getting off said elevator.
No, don't say that.
No footage of her getting off the elevator, no footage of her anywhere else in the building. And the only reason, I mean, it's pretty crazy because it was so quick. Like, they were supposed to have dinner, lunch at 7 p.m., her and her coworkers. And as soon as they didn't see her at 7 on the dot, they called her daughter at home. And they were like, oh. Is she home? Like, did she leave work and come back home? And her daughter was like, no. Isn't she supposed to be at work? And so then her daughter starts calling aunts, uncles, the whole fucking family. And they get down there and they go down to her work and start searching the building top to bottom to try and find her that night. Still in the middle of her shift.
That is tight knit. Mm-hmm. Those coworkers said, absolutely. They said, shut the building down. We
got
shit to do.
What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, it is 7:01. This is absolutely catastrophic. This is fucking,
now that is on a consistent schedule, because
if that was me, my coworkers would be like, that bitch is at McDonald's again. Somebody go check the Golden Arches.
Mine would just be, she's over glad there. That I'm gone for a minute and not talking. But so she's a cleaning lady, like, almost no one's in the building at night, and there's very few ways to get in and out. So,
oh, so she was part of like a cleaning crew?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And okay, it was okay. A building, like, I think like they did stock exchange in that building or some shit, but it's in the financial district of Manhattan.
Oh, of course it is.
The building. So, yeah, so literally as soon as they get there, and this is all within like an hour or so of getting this call, they obviously can't find her, so they immediately call the police, and they're like, she literally is fucking missing. And so they obviously get this guy to start like watching all the fucking footage, watch hours and hours and hours of footage, and the only thing they have is her getting onto the elevator and never being seen again.
I don't know what to do. I don't like this.
And it's so fucking weird. And so on the night that she disappeared, there was a maintenance guy, essentially, who was running the freight elevator as movers cleared furniture out of a recently vacated office. And he was assigned to clean floors she was assigned to clean floors 5 through 8 of the tower. And her cart was discovered abandoned on the 8th floor. But like, where's the fucking footage? Like, what? How do you not see the cart gets there? I don't understand. But apparently they've had a lot of people watching this footage very closely. And according to his trial, like his eventual trial, he asked a coworker where she was before saying he needed to use the bathroom and have someone take over the elevator. Again, they were running movers up and down, so someone had to be in the elevator, like at all times from the team.
So he like asked her whereabouts and then was like, gotta scoot and go to the bathroom real quick.
Right, exactly. And it turned out, like, initially, they didn't necessarily put it together. So for the first like 2 days, they basically, all they had was like watching security cameras, and then the daughter was brought in for questioning at one point, and she basically brought up that her mom had mentioned to her like some creepy dude essentially stalking her, trying to stalk her at work, and how she was actually on the verge of like thinking about quitting the position completely, just because of how uncomfortable he was making her. And he had, I guess, approached her on several occasions, the most recently of which was only 2 days prior to her disappearance. And just unwanted kind of advancements and general discomfort around that man.
I just know that feeling all too well. And it's so, so frustrating. When we used to clean the apartments, there was like a group of construction workers. And I remember they would make inappropriate comments to my like employee all the time. All the time I had to have them written up for it. And I'm like, she shouldn't have to work like this. It was hot as hell out. And she'd have to wear long ass pants and long sleeve shirts because she was afraid they were ogling her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she couldn't wear shorts. Mm-hmm. Cause like, you know, you bend over. Like, I mean, you should be able to wear whatever the fuck you want is my point.
Yeah.
And go wherever you want without having to feel
and
like.
She's at fucking work in her work uniform. Like.
Yeah. This woman's like sweating.
Cleaning uniform.
Yeah. She's cleaning toilets. Like it's not her. It's not like, which I clean for a living. Just FYI. Now that's what I do on the side. And it's not fucking glamorous. I look fucking disgusting when I'm done. I look foul. Anyway,
so
end of rant.
So yeah, they're fucking watching all this goddamn footage, and basically for the next 42 minutes after he asked someone else to take over the elevator, his whereabouts were not captured on any security cameras. And so it's like, what the fuck, like where are these, why do you have so many gaps in coverage of a 400,000 square foot office space?
Honestly, as determined as that person was, I mean, I don't know what's going to come of this later, but he probably had time to pre-plan and like knew where some of that stuff was, especially if he was like a maintenance person. For all we know, he could probably even have access to turn shit off if he wanted to.
Yeah, I mean,
I never trust the maintenance man. No offense. It's not about the field. It's just every time I've lived in an apartment, I've had like evidence that maintenance has come in there without permission. Mm-hmm. I've always had issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So the police do like a fucking thorough search of this building. I mean, they shut this bitch down. There was really only one precinct involved at this point. Just obviously the closest. And so they do a whole fucking walkthrough of this building, check everywhere, bring it, you know. Actually, I don't think they had dogs first time. No, they didn't. I didn't write it, so I don't think they did. But they do a whole fucking search everywhere, like deep, every room, every closet, under everything. Can't fucking find her. And they're continuing to watch the footage. She absolutely did not leave the building. Like, there's no way she left the building. They don't see her walking on any of the side streets. They don't see her exiting out of any of the only possible exits. So, she has to be in the fucking building. So,
I don't like it.
Obviously, it gets picked up by the news, local news stations. And so, it gets basically so much attention that they get more resources. So, they bring in, like, they're like, we're going back in. And they have, you know, way more individuals, 100 police officers, and a dog. And by that point, it had been, you know, enough days that obviously there was some decomposition. So she was found in an air duct.
I was gonna guess air duct. I swear to God, Maddie.
She was hogtied and stuffed into the air conditioning vent on the 12th floor, which was under construction. So it was actually a construction zone, and that's why there was no footage. There's no cameras active on that floor.
I knew it. That's
so obviously, but I still don't, they didn't quite explain how her car ended up at the 8th floor, but she was on the 12th floor. So he might have run into her on the 8th floor while she was in the middle of doing her cleaning, like the last floor of the night too, which is kind of fucked up. Or maybe it was the first.
She's literally just fucking trying to feed herself. I hate people.
And obviously they had some sort of interaction. He probably dragged her to the elevator and up to the 12th floor, and then stuffed her into the air conditioning vent while she was still alive.
So she just sat up there suffocating or whatever, dying or however she was, waiting to be found.
She maybe. Probably heard her family looking for her that night. But she was not able to make any sound.
Why not bring in a dog right away? That sounds like it would have solved all our problems. Anyway.
Yeah, the police.
Well.
That was their decision.
It was a choice.
But it's just really fucking messed up to think that she might have. She probably survived a couple days, if you think about it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like.
That's just.
I think actually.
And how much she might have been aware of.
Maybe not a couple days, but because it was asphyxiation, obviously, because it was so much duct tape on her face and shit that eventually it was just too difficult to breathe. And she was obviously bound and gagged with a gold crucifix taped to her mouth. Which, like,
okay,
what is that?
I don't think she's the one that needs Jesus.
And she died from asphyxiation caused by black and yellow construction tape that was wrapped around her head and her face.
I cannot.
Yeah, so super fucking weird. Her body was fully clothed except for her shoes, which had been placed neatly beside her in the air vent.
Like, what did you even want with her?
I don't know.
Just gonna save her up there for a rainy fucking day?
But then, and this was during the trial, after the situation, he left early saying he was sick. And his lawyer said that his client went home that day because he had a stomach virus and couldn't work overtime at the tower. But it was absolutely him. There was no one else, and his DNA was found on her, obviously. And when they questioned him about his missing coworker, he had scratches on his torso, neck, head, and bruising on his arms. And that was during the initial questioning.
So she gave him the business.
Basically, they were doing the interrogation, and it's hot. It's July in New York City. And if you've ever been in New York City in July, it's fucking brutal. Okay.
It will end lives. It's brutal.
So he's wearing a long sleeve thermal under a short sleeve t-shirt and jeans to this interrogation.
Sir, you're not going anywhere, sir.
And they're like, take your shirt off. So they said, take your shirt off. And he took it off, and he was covered in fucking scratches, bruises, all this shit. And he tried to say that it was when he was running the freight elevator, he was helping the movers move the shit on and off of the elevator. And so that's where he got the scratches from. And apparently, if you're union and you're assigned to one task, which is to hit elevator floor buttons, you don't do anything else. Because of liability or some shit. Mm. So as soon as he said that, they knew he was lying.
He doesn't seem like the brightest in the bunch anyway.
Yeah, the defense said that the severity of the scratches was exaggerated and that his work entailed heavy lifting that could explain the scratches on his body, but I don't think so.
No.
And he was arrested July 17th. By an entourage of police officers jumping out of their unmarked vehicles with guns drawn because he had been under constant police surveillance ever since they found her body.
I mean, he ain't slick. He thought he was, but he ain't.
And yeah, he was obviously convicted in Manhattan State Supreme Court of felony murder in the second degree and first degree kidnapping. He brutally and senselessly took away the life of a mother of three children. She had a husband, she had children, and his DNA was found under her fingernails, which shows that there was a struggle and that she certainly fought for her life. And yeah, he definitely deserves to spend the rest of his life in prison. And it's just so crazy. Yeah, he can rot. It's so crazy to think that you can be just fucking minding your goddamn business at work, someplace you already don't want to be. Like, who the Those fuck wants to like, be there?
I think about, because of, you know, what we do, I think about death a lot. And I think about, like, some of these people, their last moments just being so cruel and so senseless. And it's just like, you know, they're in those moments like, this is my last moment. Your last fucking moment being at work is something I always think about, like, legitimately, before you ever brought it up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if I fucking die at work, I'm going to be so goddamn pissed. Like, because you're right. You already absolutely don't want to be there. And you're fucking cleaning. That's what I still can't get past. This chick was doing, like, she had a servant's heart, man. She's out there just getting her job done.
And that's fucked up. Fuck that guy.
I hope he does rot in prison.
It's fucked up. Yeah, you got 25 years to life.
I hate men.
And, yeah, it's just so fucked up because theoretically she could have been saved, like, prior to asphyxiation.
Yeah. Because theoretically, she was alive for at least some period mm-hmm. of time after he put her up mm-hmm. there, and her family acted so quickly. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Call it what you will, but I believe that if a dog had been brought in sooner, she would have been found alive.
Yeah, probably.
And I don't understand why not. They probably didn't have the budget. You want to check all the areas first? I mean, yeah, and this was 2009. July 2009. I mean, that's a minute ago. So,
God, it really
whatever
was.
Resources being what they were, it is sad though.
It is,
but I'm glad at least this is a case where, like, there was a resolution. I thought when you got started, she was going to be like vanished, and I wasn't ever going to know what happened to her, which would have really fucked
that's
me
what
up.
I fucking thought for a while. I mean, that's weird. Like, where the fuck is she? Like, she has to be here somewhere.
Sean always gets mad because I spoil everything, and I swear I almost said he probably fucking hit her in the air ducts like in Blue Steel, and then I didn't say it because I didn't want to accidentally spoil anything, so I was like, let me just be quiet.
You were right, though.
I mean, if only I could be right about more important things.
But, yeah, I actually saw I forget what it is. It's like this new Manhattan detective show. I saw this on there. Mm. The story.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But Manhattan's an interesting place.
It is, and there's a lot of stuff to choose from if you want to talk about something creepier.
You heard about that whole thing on the subway the other week?
No.
There was a shooting at the Fulton Street station, I think. But this guy, basically, it was an interaction between two individuals that got heated for no fucking reason. And
as they do.
And the one woman, I think the woman, stabbed the one guy in the back. And then he pulled out a gun. And the other guy got his gun from him and shot him in the head, execution style, in the subway car.
She's the one who did the stabbing. How did the guy who got stabbed end up getting shot as well? So imagine that. You get stabbed. You go to defend yourself.
No. He was the instigator. The guy who got shot was the instigator.
Oh, he was the...
Yeah, he was instigating the whole thing. And I think I'm pretty sure he just hated that guy because he was Mexican and he was black. But I don't know. But it was... I think it was about race.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it was unnecessary. And literally wild. So many TikToks of everyone who's in that fucking train car when this is going on.
I literally haven't watched anything on TikTok because I've been mourning over the news that Princess Kate has cancer. And
if you are to believe that, yeah.
Listen, I don't know. I feel like everybody gets cancer these days.
They've been doing some weird shit.
They have been doing some weird shit. We have to cover that one day. All the weird conspiracies coming out of that place.
It's...
Anyway.
Wild.
I took myself on a little rant there, guys. My sincerest apologies.
Well, this is kind of a shorter episode. A little straight to the point.
Honestly, low-key, sometimes those are needed. Just, I want to hear the details. I want to have a quick ride to work.
But, yeah, he was fucking guilty, even though he said that he maintains his innocence and will convict. Oh, that he was wrongfully convicted and will appeal said conviction.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. But, go ahead. Go ahead and try that.
No. Your DNA was under her fucking fingernails and you're covered in scratches. And you happen to know where all the security cameras in the building are. And the ductwork.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, do better. I really can't stand when somebody tries to plead their innocence when, like, the evidence is, like, catastrophic against them. And I'm just like, I can't be bothered. Like, Megan Fox in her Call Her Daddy interview, yeah. I simply can't be bothered. Can't.
I don't blame her.
Okay, good. It's been so real, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, family.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.